of the NFL free agency period started with a bang yesterday. Shannon, I got a quick take for you. Which team do you think had the best start to free agency? I'm curious.
Well, there's a few teams that did a really good job. I thought the Eagles did a good job in getting Saquon because I believe he's better than Swift and he's a three-down back. But I like what the Green Bay Packers did. They signed Josh Jacobs and they got better at that position. I believe they got better at that position because they got a younger back that's a better runner. I'm not sure he's the receiver, but he is good with his hands out of the backfield, Josh Jacobs. And I like Xavier McKinney, the signing of him in to shore up that secondary. The question is, what are they going to do with the guy outside? If they can keep Jaire Alexander, I really, really love what the Green Bay Packers did.
All right, we'll keep it rolling here, guys. So to recap, more free agency news. Kirk Cousins got paid again, this time by Atlanta. He signed a 4-year deal with the Falcons yesterday. Includes $100 million in guaranteed money. Good for him. And Russell Wilson still getting paid by Denver, but he's now a Pittsburgh Steeler. The black and gold getting him was a steal. It costed them, guys, roughly $1 million, while Denver will cover the other $38 million. My goodness. All right, Booger back here with us. Shannon, you're up first here. Tell me, better fit with the new team. Is it Russ as a Steeler or Kirk as a Falcon?
I think Kirk is a Falcon. Because if you look at the skill position, I love Drake London, I love Kyle Pitts, and I love Bijan Robinson. So he just fits in. He's a natural thrower of the football. He's in a dome, so think about it. He leaves one dome, goes to another dome. New Orleans has a dome, and Tampa's in warm weather in Carolina. You might get some rain late in the season if you play them late in the season, but the majority of his game is going to be in a controlled environment. So I like that for him in Pittsburgh. You never know what the weather's going to be in Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cleveland, or Cincinnati. So for me, I like the addition of Kirk Cousins. I'm surprised at the years. I'm surprised at the number that he actually got. But I do think he's a better fit in Atlanta than Russ is in Pittsburgh.
I'll be damned if you're right, because you ain't. Oh, no, Shay. Oh, no. Oh, we're not doing that today. Now, I understand that, you know, you connected to the world of Denver in ways I will never be. And so there's a lot of stuff that you know that you don't say props to you. And I get it. I understand that Russell came there. And at the end of the day, the only thing he brought there that was good was Sierra. I get it. But let me tell you something right now. Let me tell you both something. We're going to go with Russell Wilson and with this particular question. We're going to get that out the way right now. You got Pickens. You could possibly keep Deontay Johnson. If you don't get him, I got faith in the Steelers organization finding a wide receiver because they always do, okay? We got Freiermuth at the tight end spot. An offensive line that isn't as pathetic as it was in the past. I got running backs in Najee Harris and Warren coming out of the backfield. I got a defense that lugged that damn offense to the playoffs last year. I'm talking about Kenny Pickett. I'm talking about Mitchell Trubisky. I'm talking about Mason Rudolph. Thank God, at least two of them are probably going to be gone, okay? And so I'm looking at it from that perspective, and I'm saying, wait a minute. This Steelers team was still in the playoffs, and you're going to get somebody like Russell Wilson, who, by the way, is not the most inaccurate dude in the world, who doesn't beat himself, has never thrown more than 13 interceptions in a season, and he only did that one time, okay? I'm looking at this brother right here with the weapons that the Steelers have around them and the potential that a decent quarterback could ultimately beget, and I'm like, wait a minute. Well, ain't no damn thing about Atlanta. I understand London there. I understand Pitts there. I understand Bijan Robinson is there. I get it. But they got a lot of holes to fill in Atlanta. Pittsburgh's a different matter. This is a plus.
Look at your division you're in.
So,
talk about the division
so
you're in.
So what?
Okay, so what?
I thought you told me it was about competition. I thought you said you scared. Say you scared. Don't be running from competition. Your argument on behalf of Kirk Cousins is that you in the NFC South, that's the reason I'm supposed to be happy? Excuse me.
Yes.
By the way, I don't even know if he's going to be better than Baker Mayfield.
One of.
Oh. What you got, Boo?
Man, take so hot, he's got fire coming from it.
Come on, boy. Man. Come on, Booger, man. Come on,
listen,
now. Get the Steelers some love, man.
Yeah, I'm going to get the Steelers some love. The Steelers overall are a better football team, but the better fit is Kirk Cousins in Atlanta because Kirk's a better player. Like, Stephen A., I understand why you got all the – I mean, you feeling nice and warm and fuzzy inside because Russell Wilson and Sierra are coming to Pittsburgh and you're around here singing black and yellow, yeah, black and yellow. Hey, listen,
yellow,
I understand that. I get that. But Kirk Cousins is a better quarterback at this point in time in his career. Russell – Russell Wilson is a guy, I think we get confused about the Russ of when he was in his heyday in Seattle, because I haven't seen that Russ in a while. And I don't care what the numbers say. He was so good in Seattle, they told him to get out. He was so good in Denver, they said, you know what, we'll pay $85 million for you to leave. So let's understand the quarterback that you're getting in Pittsburgh. You're not getting the guy who went to, what, 8 or 9 Pro Bowls in Seattle. You're not getting that guy. Kirk Cousins has shown us that he can put that football down the field. Just ask Justin Jefferson and the weapons that he had up in Minnesota. So I think if you're Atlanta, you got to be ecstatic. No, he is not a world beater being a top 5 quarterback. But Kirk Cousins, with those weapons, he's going to be the ultimate point guard in Atlanta. And if you're just being objective, you have to say that the better quarterback is Kirk Cousins. Now, the better defense might be in Pittsburgh, and the better overall team might be in Pittsburgh, but the better offense and the better quarterback is going to be in Atlanta, and that's Kirk Cousins.
Nobody is saying that Kirk Cousins is not better than Russell Wilson at this point. But since you brought it up, what about who he was throwing the damn ball to? Okay? I mean, that brother ain't no Jefferson in Atlanta. They got some weapons, but ain't no Justin Jefferson in Atlanta. Let's get that out the way right now. But that brother Pickens in Pittsburgh, that's an entirely different animal. Am I lying? Am I lying, fella? Shannon?
No, you're not lying, but you make it seem like Drake London is fettuccine.
No, he's not fettuccine. He's not fettuccine.
Okay.
I'm not trying to say that. And I got to defer to you to some degree, because Shannon, what he do, he get ringers, booger. What he do is he get football players. They show up on basketball courts playing football and just running roughshod over people. And they do stuff like that.
I heard about that.
That's what he does. That's what he does. You see what I'm saying? He knows a thing or two.
But see, Stephen A., I think sometimes, and Booger's right, we keep looking at a player and we look at a player what he once was as opposed to what he currently is. And so I'm just looking at Kirk Cousins as he is. You look at the numbers that he was putting up even before he got hurt. And if you look at Russell Wilson, what he was in his 2 years in Denver and his last year in Seattle, he's not the same player. That's not to say he's not a good player, but he was a great player in his prime. Can he recapture that?
But what I'm saying, Shannon, is this. My pushback to that would be, listen, the one thing we know about a quarterback is that they can't catch the ball. They throw it, but they can't catch it to themselves, okay? Who are you throwing it to? I'm looking at the weapons that he has available to him in Pittsburgh compared to what Kirk Cousins has available to him in Atlanta, and comparing that to what he was accustomed to having in Minnesota. And even with Minnesota, whether it's Diggs or ultimately Jefferson, the man got one playoff victory on his resume to show for it. One. Come on, y'all. I can't take that into consideration.
But you got to look at what Russ was going to in Seattle. You make it seem like Lockett and DK Metcalf, were they slouches?
No, of course not. I would never say that about DK Metcalf.
I'll just check it.
I would never say that. He the one that helped me get in shape. He the one that helped me get in shape. I mean, I would never say that about DK Metcalf.
Well, no doubt, guy. And to this point, I mean, Kirk Cousins has Bijan Robinson in Atlanta. Bijan Robinson, from a standpoint, I mean, he's not Christian McCaffrey, because nobody is that. But I think in a year or two, we're going to be talking about Bijan in that same conversation, a guy that can do it all, can catch the football out of the backfield. He's going to be an outstanding back going forward in this league. And I think the addition of Kirk Cousins unlocks Kyle Pitts, unlocks Drake London. And so they may not be household names right now, but those two names with a quarterback that can throw the football are going to become household names because of the talent they are. They were both top 10 picks, and I think they're going to show that once Kirk Cousins in the offense gets on point.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I would anticipate, with looking ahead at our key contracts that we'd like to address, we'll be all in. I would anticipate we'll be all in at the end of this year.
Is that doing something differently than you had in the past in that respect?
Well, it will be, it will be going all in on different people than you've done in the past.
Okay.
We'll be going all in. We've seen some things out of some of the players that we want to be all in on. And yes, I would say that you will see us this coming year not building for the future.
Okay.
Is the best way I'd ever say it.
So that was Jerry Jones back in January. Fast forward to the start of NFL free agency period and the NFC East, especially busy. The Eagles, they made a huge splash. We talked about it earlier, landing Saquon Barkley, edge rusher Bryce Huff. The Giants got Devin Singletary to replace Barkley, traded for Brian Burns, huge trade. And the Commanders joined in, notably getting Austin Eckler. But Dallas didn't make any move. So after the news of Saquon agreeing with the Eagles, Dak Prescott's brother, Tad, took to Twitter and said this: "So if it wasn't clear already, it is now. The Eagles have the best front office in the NFL. How about them Cowboys?"
Let me see.
Okay, you go.
God,
you're first.
Let me chime in again. And could you put Booger and Shannon up on the screen where I can see them as well? Keep this angle. Tad Prescott, the brother of Dak.
Yes, Dak. Yep.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah,
enough,
thank you.
Enough for you. Shut the hell up. I'm sick of him. And everybody should be sick of him. And I'm going to tell you, Tad Prescott, why you everybody should be sick of you and you should shut the hell up. Because you're implying that your brother had nothing to do with the troubles that the Dallas Cowboys have experienced. When you make a comment like that about the Philadelphia Eagles knowing it's going to be received publicly over the throughout the football world, what you're basically saying is, it's not my brother's fault. Damn it, your brother has something to do with it. And I want to say this, and I'm not joking, fellas. I know I troll Cowboy fans and stuff like that, Shannon and Booker. I'm not joking. Dak Prescott can ball. He's no scrub. He's a model individual. He's class personified, first class all the way. Really good brother. But you got to play better in the moments that count. We're not going to sit up there and throw all of these, you know, just these gratuitous comments out. We get it. You can play. You're a good, really good guy. You've been through a lot. You've overcome a lot. There's a lot of love for Dak Prescott, and it should be. Your brother, Tad, is another matter. Shut the hell up. Enough of you. The Dallas Cowboys are sitting up there. I understand that Jerry Jones could do better, and they should do better. You need an offensive tackle. You need a defensive lineman. You need a linebacker. You got to stop the run. You got to be able to stop the run. You need some size on the defensive side of the ball. I get all of that. You just lost Tony Pollard. You should be going after Derrick Henry. South by Southwest. Shannon, you was down there. I was down there yesterday. Stephen Jones was there. I was hanging with Stephen Jones for a few minutes yesterday. It's good to see him. We're going to get together soon. Me, him, and Jerry. We're going to talk to them about this dereliction of duty that they're exercising. They ain't doing a damn thing in free agency. But that's a different subject for another day. This guy, Tad Prescott, that he got to stop. And people got to stop him. Because when you're running and chirping like that, you are implying that your brother is a victim. He is not. They didn't throw the pick six. They didn't throw the interception before that. There wasn't numerous big-time moments over the course of his eight-year career as a starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys where the brother shows up in September, October, November, December, and then the minute January arrives, he drops like a cheap brick house. Stop. Stop it. Nobody wants to hear anything more from Tad Prescott. He needs to be quiet. Go ahead, Shannon.
Stephen A., I want to talk to Booger because Booger will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Sure. Okay.
And I was very, very conscious. I've always told my sister, my mom, somebody that was close to me, my homeboys, never say anything about the team I'm currently on because people will assume, right or wrong, that's coming from me. That's why you have to be careful of what you say. If you're a significant other, you're a parent, you're a brother, you're a close friend or relative, when you say something that's going to be viewed as negative, they're going to think that's coming from the person on that team. Keep your mouth shut. What I deduce from what Jerry is saying, we've got to make a decision on CD, we've got to make a decision on Micah, and we've got to do something with Dak. When he said we're going all in, we're going to sign all of these guys. Now, I just saw Brian Burns get $150 million. What the hell do you think Micah Parsons is going to want? I just saw Mike Evans get 2 years at $26 million. CD Lamb is looking at what Tyreek got. He had 129, 130 catches. He's trying to get into the 30 mil. All these guys, C.D. Lamb, Justin Jefferson, and Ja'Marr Chase, Boog, they're just waiting. Because once the one drop, the other one's going to say, I want a million, 5 million more than what he got, and so forth and so on. And Dak Prescott, he has a $59 million cap hit. He just watched Kirk Cousins get $180 million with 100 guaranteed, 50 at the time of signings. What the hell do you think Dak's going to want? Dak's looking to reset the market at $60 million a year. He's looking to get an excess of $200 million. He's looking at $300 million. He's looking at getting $150 to $180 guaranteed. Now I'm starting to see, as I heard the video, what Jerry is talking about going all in. He said, I'm going all in on the guys that I got on my team. Jerry has really never, since the Deion Sanders, Jerry and the Cowboys aren't very big in free agency like they once were. But that's what I'm taking from that. But, Tad, bro, you got to stop this, because people are going to say that's Dak. He's doing Dak's bidding. And that might not even be the case, but I'm just telling you from an outsider looking in what people are starting to assume and what they're starting to believe. Bro, that's unnecessary. The Cowboys have made your family wealthy beyond even in your wildest dream when you and Dak laid on your pillows in Mississippi. You didn't believe you'd be in this position. Cut it out, bro. Cut it out.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on the Tad Prescott deal. And unfortunately, we're going to continue to empower him by having this discussion. But I think it's a discussion that need to have, just because who it revolves around and what permeates from that conversation. Like, if you understand the nature of the beast, you're never surprised by what that beast does. And that's the Dallas Cowboys. To your point, yeah, they have won a lot of football games over the last 3 years, at least 12 wins in each season. But they've never gone, quote unquote, all in free agency. And to your point, Shannon, I completely agree with you. Now, we're waiting on the Cowboys to, quote unquote, take care of their own guys and re-sign Micah, re-sign CD, redo Dak Prescott's contract. And I think when that happens, then Jerry's fruition will come and be right in front of him. But in the end, this defense has to continue to get better. They have to get bigger up front. They got to be able to stop the run. They got to be able to replace Dan Quinn from a coordinator standpoint and show that they're competent from a defensive standpoint. So I think when it's all said and done, yeah, they have to go all in by re-signing their guys. I do expect them to add a running back. I do expect them to add a couple of defensive linemen. But they're not making a splash on day one, because they've never done that.
All right, Stephen A., before I come to you, Shannon, really quick, though. Totally agree with you, but I don't feel like, first of all, do we think Tad Prescott is accurate in what he's saying? I mean, there's some truth to what he's saying when you're looking at what Philly's doing versus Dallas. And second of all, just because Tad says something, Shannon, I don't feel like that necessarily is co-signed by Dak.
I tell you what, Molly.
Just from a distance, that to me.
I tell you what, let Carmen say something about ESPN. And you tell me they won't attach that to Stephen A. Smith.
Absolutely.
Saying I get that the rest of the world will, but do you really feel like that came out of Dak's mouth? For Dak in this particular instance with this dynamic?
It doesn't matter. Perception is a person's reality, even though that doesn't make it the truth.
Yeah.
Shannon's right. Shannon's 1,000% right, Molly. Let me tell you something right now.
But do you think Tad's right?
No, hell no, he's not right. But it's worse than that. It's worse than that. What bothers me, and this is why I'm going off on Tad, he's showing no consideration for his brother. You got to remember, Molly. Listen, stay with us, Molly. Stay with us.
Yes.
Your question.
Yes.
Even if, whether Dak said it or not, You have to know that there are people who are going to believe he got that from Dak. And oh, by the way, Dak is trying to get an additional bag.
I guess I don't take it that way.
And then you're going to open your mouth at the time he's trying to get an additional bag? So now, not only have you compromised potentially his reputation, because you're going to have some people thinking he said it, you're going to have some teammates thinking that's what he says to his family, but on top of it all, you potentially could compromise his money, because if that's how you feel about us as an organization, and you really, really feel that we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, then why should we invest in you? I'm not saying Jerry's thinking like that, but you never know when he could get to that point where he is. Shannon's absolutely right. You cannot do that. And let me tell you something. Even if Dak did say
it, they said they're going to go all in, and then they didn't do anything. Go ahead,
Shannon. His brother should shut the hell up.
Let me ask you a question, Molly.
Yeah.
Molly, you got a brother or sister?
I've got two sisters, and they don't. My family's super private and super old school.
Whoa. Wait, okay, thank you. Your two sisters. You know what? My sister, she's a co-host, but she needs a bigger role. She needs her own show. One of your sisters went on a New York radio station and said that, what are you going to say?
See, Stephen needs to let Molly talk more. And you know what? I mean, just coming from me, I mean, my sister, she doesn't eat as much as he says. Who's he to say something like that?
No, they would actually say she eats more.
I'm just saying, who's he to say something like that? You think I'm not going to think that's you?
I get it.
Of course.
It's different. I just feel like for him, that's kind of how he's defending his brother. I get what you're saying.
Which is why he needs to shut the hell up.
Neither of my sisters have social media, which I know is very, very rare.
So you're just making our point. You're just making our point for us. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, hold on. Y'all watch that movie, The Burial, with Jamie Foxx? It's a very good movie. Him and Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
No.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent
yes.
movie. He was depicting an attorney by the name of Willie Gary, who was phenomenal, okay?
Yeah.
Remember that scene when Jamie Foxx is talking to the guy on the stand, and he says, sit your ass down. You sit your ass down. That's exactly what Tad Prescott should be told. Sit your ass down.
Okay, you're
shut up.
Stop.
Shut up.
Taking it too far now.
You're not playing. You're not on a football field. Remember, he called out Dallas Cowboy fans. He called out fans.
Yeah.
Now he's calling out the organization. I mean, why is this Dallas Cowboy fans should be like this? Yo, man, you know, why you even need to be at the game? What you even need to be in this city for? Why don't you bounce? You don't play. Be quiet. Be quiet. I'll say it one more time. Sit your ass down.
Okay. Relax. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Over to some wide receiver news in Buffalo. Can't forget about the pass catchers. After four seasons, team captain Gabe Davis is leaving Buffalo to sign with the Jaguars. That's a three-year, $39 million contract. $11 million at signing. Davis put up his best season in 2022, 836 receiving yards on 48 receptions, averaging 17.4 yards per catch. Okay. You want to go first?
Well, let Shay go.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay.
Just trying to find my shot here. Tell me this. Who does this trade impact more? Is it Josh Allen or Trevor Lawrence?
Well, it helps Trevor Lawrence more, but it definitely negatively impacts Josh Allen. Steve, let me give you a couple of stats. According to the Next Gen, Gabe Davis is 17 receiving deep receiving touchdowns since 2020, a third most in the NFL behind Tyreek and Mike Evans. There's some other stats. His 16.7-yard career reception average on 150 catches, a minimum, is the best in the NFL. But this is what's going to hurt Josh Allen and help Trevor Lawrence. Davis has generated a first down or a touchdown on almost 77% of his catches. Let that sink in, people. 77% of the time, either it's a touchdown or a first down. And that's what Trevor Lawrence is getting. You pair him with Ingram, you pair him with Kirk, with Christian Kirk. And the running back, I love ATN, I love it. This is going to hurt. And because this is what happens, Stephen A., when you go so heavily in winning a Super Bowl, you've seen the Buffalo Bills have to unload a lot of the talent, a lot of those defensive players. You got Josh Allen having to restructure. This is what happens when you go all in. You need to hit pay dirt at least once, or you're going to have to dismantle this thing and start to build it back up again. But this definitely helps Trevor Lawrence more, and it hurts Josh Allen.
Well, I agree with you, but my focus is on the hurt that it gives to Josh Allen. Once upon a time, I think we have to take into consideration how the mighty have fallen. We look at Josh Allen, we know he's a stud. We know he could play. Now, sometimes a bit too risky and obviously takes too many chances and he hurts himself in that regard. But we know what a stud he is, and we know that most quarterbacks in the National Football League cannot do what this brother can do. So we get that part. The flip side to it, however, is that when you look at the fact that Davis is gone, let me remind you that I was the one that came on the air and told y'all that I was hearing Stephon Diggs wasn't happy. This is before the season. And obviously he tried to deny it to some degree because he has to. Ain't nobody buying that. He can't be happy. And you've heard that, I'm sure, since the season has ended, Shannon, since they lost in the postseason. So you've got a situation is where we're wondering what the lifespan is going to be for Stephon Diggs. Gabe Davis is already gone. You've got people looking at Sean McDermott and saying, excuse me, how much latitude is he going to get now? Yes, you have more wins than anybody but the Kansas City Chiefs over the last few years in the regular season. But when it counts most, a multitude of teams keeps bouncing you behind right up out of there. And so when I look at it from that perspective, I'm like, damn, you got Josh Allen. Yeah, I know he restructured his deal to free up about $16.7 million in cap space. That is great. What you going to do with that money? What you going to do to help him be all he can be? What you going to do to help yourself get over the hump? Once upon a time, we thought the Buffalo Bills had answers. I think now we're looking at them and we're saying, yo, they look a bit out of it. They don't look like they have answers at all. And I think that's why this is far more problematic for Buffalo than it is beneficial to Jacksonville. I know it is beneficial because Gabe Davis can ball, make no mistake about it. And Trevor Lawrence needs all the help that he can get because he slipped a little bit after we thought we saw him coming when he overcame a 27-0 deficit against the Los Angeles Chargers and Brandon Staley, of course, and ultimately won that playoff game. But he didn't look that great last year on too many occasions, okay? And I look at that and I'm saying now, Gabe Davis is going to help him. But Buffalo is really, really hurting right now.
But you know what, Steve, to a greater point, yes, Gabe Davis leaving hurts, but you look at what they had to give up. They had to release Miss Morris. They had to release Poirier. They had to release Tre'Davious White. Micah Hyde is a free agent. Matt Milano is coming off a knee injury. How soon can he round back into shape? They have a lot going on. And when you go in as heavily as Buffalo has over the last several years, because the whole thing, they built their whole team around doing what? Upending the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Well, they get home field throughout the playoffs and they let the Cincinnati Bengals go in there and kick them out of the playoffs.
That's right.
They get home field, they got exactly what they wanted, and what happened? They let Kansas City go in there and kick them out of the playoffs. So now you've got to tear this thing down and you've got to build it back up. But one of your big play, deep threat receivers, 77% of the time, Stephen A., when he caught the football, it was for a first down or a touchdown. That's unheard of.
Well, Shannon, let me come to you with something, because not only did he lead the Buffalo Bills with 16.7 yards per reception, since 2020, he's also led the NFL. In that 16.7 yards per reception. Justin Jefferson and Darius Slayton are tied for second, along with A.J. Brown at 15. But Gabe Davis has led them. My question to you is this. When you say you got to tear it down, you got to start over. That's players. What about the coach, Shannon?
Oh, yeah, I thought he was gone. I thought he was gone after what transpired, because you keep losing these close games. You find that, well, look, you wanted to take over the play calling duties on the defensive side of the football. Leslie Frazier says, nah, I'm not just going to have a title. I'm going to leave. I'm going to go somewhere else, because it's going to hinder me from getting a head coaching job if I'm just standing on the sidelines and you're calling the plays. So I want to go somewhere, and if I can't call plays here and no one else wants me, I just take the money and I go sit home. Hopefully he finds his way back into the league. But, yes, I thought Sean McDermott was gone after what transpired this year, because you got home field and you still found some way to lose this game, which is unacceptable. And it was, well, we didn't get the ball. Had Josh Allen got the ball instead of Patrick Mahomes, we would have won. Or we would have did this, we would have done that.
Yep.
At some point in time, you're going to have to stop making all these excuses, or you're going to run out of excuses to make for the reason why you've come up short with this talented quarterback and this talented roster.
Shannon, one last thing you need to know. Bills playoff touchdown catches since 2021. Gabe Davis, 6. Stephon Diggs, 0. 0.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Breaking news into First Take. The Cincinnati Bengals are trading running back Joe Mixon to the Houston Texans. Stephen A.
I don't mind this. Don't get me wrong. I thought that Saquon Barkley in Houston would have been sensational. But Joe Mixon is no scrub. He's rushed for over 1,000 yards two of the last three seasons. Hasn't missed a game in 2 of the last 3 seasons. Only missed a couple of games with 3 games last season. I like Joe Mixon a lot. I think this is a loss for the Cincinnati Bengals. I think this brother can play. And the way C.J. Stroud is looking in Houston, along with the weapons that they'll have, I'm expecting them to have available to them. I like Mixon in Houston.
I like this too, Stephen A., because Singletary, the running back in Houston last year, he goes to the Giants. And so now you have nice depth at that position in Houston. You have Joe Mixon. You have Damian Pierce, two guys that can run the ball, not play action. You got those talented receivers out there. I like the Houston Texans and what they've done thus far.
All right. We'll keep it rolling here, guys. Another quick take for you. Former Miami defensive tackle Christian Wilkins headed to the Raiders. He signed a 4-year, $110 million base value deal that includes 84 and change in guaranteed money. Shannon, how big of a loss was this for Miami?
It's a big loss because he's a guy that can stop the run. He had almost 100 tackles, which is something unheard of for a defensive tackle. He had a career-high 9 sacks. He can pressure the quarterback. He was the captain of the team, and now you pair him with Max Crosby. Boy, the defense just keeps getting better and better. Now, they get a quarterback situation, a quarterback that can throw the football, because you still have Devontae Adams. You got Hunter Renfro. Man, the Raiders are going to be to deal with, because they realize in that division, you've got to go get Patrick Mahomes and put him on the ground. You've got to get a Justin Herbert and put him on the ground. And now they've added an addition that can do those things. He and Max Crosby are going to be tough to deal with.
A couple of very, very valid points, Shannon, I think need to be made. You don't take porn star Jimmy and put him in Vegas. That's not a good thing.
So now they learn. Would you let this man, one time he had a discretion. Let the man live.
It's not a discretion.
Okay.
Anybody say it was a discretion?
He had a moment.
All right,
relax. He had a moment, nightcap.
Why you got to interrupt me for? Let Stephen A. finish his point, Molly.
Thank you. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Porn star Jimmy in Vegas didn't mesh. So now they pointed in the right direction. Here's what I love about Wilkins arriving in Vegas. It's, to me, it cements the personality transplant that I believe has taken place with this franchise since Josh McDaniels was pushed out the door and Antonio Pierce has arrived. You see what he brings to the table, personality-wise, a mystique about you. You know what you got you thinking about now? You're starting to think about the silver and black again.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the Raiders. The silver and black. You're starting to look at that mystique again and saying, okay, I see what they're trying to do with this brother as their coach. I like this move.
Yeah. Yes, he's a perfect Raider. He's a perfect Raider.
Yeah, absolutely. I like this move. I apologize for not letting you finish your thought and talk more. I'm going to do a better job of letting you talk more on this show. Okay?
And it wasn't, for the record, it was not a transgression. It was just a moment. I'm just pointing out.
I use the word moment. Who says nobody wants to sign running backs anymore? The Packers signed Josh Jacobs from the Raiders to a four-year, $48 million deal, then released Aaron Jones. Jacobs led the league in rushing two seasons ago, but only had 805 last year. Now, the Titans signing forward Cowboys back Tony Pollard. He got 3 years, $24 million to replace Derrick Henry, who went to the Giants. Didn't go to the Giants. One of the few notable running backs who remains unsigned. Finally, Saquon Barkley, one of the surprising moves yesterday, signing a three-year deal for nearly $38 million with the Giants' division rival Eagles. Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard, Saquon Barkley weren't the only players to change teams. Other notable moves included Austin Eckler to the Commanders, Aaron Jones to the Vikings just this morning. Okay, Shay, what do you think? Which team's the best fit for Derrick Henry?
Well, the first question that you was asking, Molly, is the running back position. Has it shown the running back position is valuable? No, running backs could always get money. The salaries just hadn't increased. Since Christian McCaffrey got his big deal, no running back has ever got more than that. But if you look at all the other positions, every position, it keeps going up and up. Quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends, DBs, every position keeps going up and up except running back. It seems to be stagnant. When I look at the Derrick Henry, he's a traditional running back, which means he needs to be 7 to 8 yards behind the quarterback, dot in the eye. He works best if you have a fullback in front of him. One of the few teams that still have a fullback is the Baltimore Ravens, Patrick Ricard, and Kyle Juszczyk up in San Francisco. I don't think, obviously, San Francisco, they had Christian McCaffrey. That's not going to go. But I like him with a team that's going to run the football, have a young quarterback. Now, they don't have a young quarterback in Baltimore, but I would like him in Baltimore because you can put him behind Ricard. Whoo! With that offensive line, take a lot of pressure. Now you play action pass. Lamar Jackson, you think guys are open. Man, they're going to really, really be wide open because he can still run the football at an elite level, and you've got to get the eighth guy down in the box in order to try to stop him. He runs too well for you to have seven guys in the box or a light box and try to stop Derrick Henry. So I would like to see him in Baltimore. Maybe I'm biased, but I'm trying to scour the league and try to find somewhere that needs a running back like him.
Right.
Stephen A., he's a typical old school back, which means 7-8 yards behind the line of scrimmage with a fullback in front of it.
You know what? You need to stop talking about, maybe you're a little biased. Ain't no maybe. You are. You thinking about Baltimore. You're damn right you're biased, trying to be all slick, Shay. Don't even try that nonsense. You know damn well, even though Baltimore could use him, you know exactly who needs him. It's them damn Dallas Cowboys. That's who needs him. Yes, they need an offensive tackle. Yes, they need a run-stopping defensive tackle. Yes, they need a linebacker. But you know what they need most, and that's that damn running back. You got to find a way to take the ball out of Dak Prescott's hand. You yourself, Shay, the sharp I'm going on you. You sat up there and pointed out how Mike McCarthy lied to Jerry Jones. Let me run the offense. We gonna run the ball, and then didn't do it. You understand what I'm saying? This is part of the problem. So come playoff time, what you do? You put the ball in Dak Prescott's hands. You said, take me there, and he couldn't do it. You got to have a bell cow at the running back spot. You got to have a brother that's ready to ground and pound. You got to have a brother that you could give the football to 20, 25 times, and chances are he going to break something for you, and he going to run you into the ground, make your legs weak. You let attrition kick in. Let fatigue kick in. Derrick Henry is the dude to do that. Once upon a time, it was Ezekiel Elliott, but Ezekiel Elliott wasn't on this brother's level right here. He's a man child. In the National Football League, this brother, Derrick Henry, is a man amongst boys. In a man's league, That's how big time he is. You got an opportunity to go out and get him. And I'm not saying they're going to do it. I think they should. That was one of the things I was going to tell Stephen Jones yesterday if I had enough time. They should go out and they should get Derrick Henry. He is exactly who they need. Ball control, chewing up the clock, allowing the defense to be fresh, not allowing them to be worn down. There's a lot that a bell cow at the running back spot can do for you. And nobody, in my opinion, I should say nobody, but very few teams need that more than the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, maybe you need to put him somewhere where they got a young quarterback. Carolina, but I don't know if the offensive line is good enough to support that. Maybe the Raiders. You got Gardner Minshew. You got Aiden O'Connell.
But not more than Dallas. They don't need him more than they don't need more than Dallas does.
But Jerry is looking at it like this, Stephen A. If I pay Dak $60 million, why the hell am I going to pay a running back $12
million? I agree. But if you're trying to win a Super Bowl, that's how you got to think. Because just putting it in Dak's hand ain't going to cut it. You can give Dak all the money in the world. They're going to make him throw better. It ain't going to make him elevate his. If anything, it's going to put more pressure on him. Palms get sweaty. Backsides get tight. You know that better than most people. You're a three-time Super Bowl champion. You know what the moment calls for. And you know when brothers ain't ready for it. You got to find a way to take that pressure off of Dak. Not add it to him by giving him more money with less help.
But you just said, now if I give him Derrick Henry and I give him more money, you just raise the level of expectations.
Yes, but he's got help with those expectations as opposed to it being on his shoulders when he clearly can't handle it.
He had help.
I agree, but not Derrick Henry kind of help.
Okay.
You understand?
They got some issues they need to resolve. They need to get to Tyron Smith. Are they going to go all in and say, hey, can you come back for 2 years? This is what we're willing to pay you. Get all of his big-time free agents re-signed and get a Dak contract that's less on the cap. $59.4 million, that's a big cap hit.
Man, I had a lot. Throughout my professional career, I've had a lot of great partners in television. Everybody Shay Shay? I'm just saying.
You know what? I do what I can.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Everybody ain't Stephen A. either, baby. You understand what I'm saying?
No, of course.
There's levels. I'm just saying, you Derrick Henry. There's a whole bunch of cats that can perform. Everybody ain't Derrick Henry.
There's an expectation level when you're opposite of Stephen A. Smith that you show up and deliver what you're supposed to do also now.
That is absolutely true. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day. Breaking news into First Take, our Adam Schefter tweeting the following. Bucks linebacker Shaq Barrett traded to the Dolphins. Mm. Apparently, this is for 1 year, up to $9 million. He's a free agent. They agreed to terms. Agreed to terms. Shannon, what do you think of this?
I think it was necessary. You got to realize Bradley Chubb, if I'm not mistaken, towards ACL. Jason Phillips towards Achilles. Xavien Howard, they just lost Christian Wilkins. They needed somebody to come in until these guys are fully back in shape, get their legs back under them. They needed someone to pressure the quarterback. I'm not sure they're done. They probably need to go get someone else just to make sure, because it's probably going to take a year or so before Phillips and Bradley Chubb are back to their normal selves. But the Dolphins can't afford that kind of time, so they're probably going to need to go out and get another pass rusher to make sure they have somebody that can pressure the quarterback, because the offense is going to be high-flying again. But can they stop anybody?
That's the key, and I get all of that, Shannon. It's a good deal. I'm not knocking it. I've just lost faith in the Dolphins. If you remember at the tail end of the regular season, I said they better win and they better get home court advantage, because they step away from South Florida, they forget how to play football. And that's really what I see from this team, just a comfort level with a miniature-sized quarterback who can really throw the football, really throw the deep ball. But at the end of the day, in the trenches, can he get it done for you? Too many question marks. Dolphins are going to be relevant. Please don't get me wrong, but I'm not overly enamored with them or anything they're doing at this particular moment in time, to be honest.
You know, so it's going to be very interesting to see what the Dolphins do defensively, because they lost a lot of guys and a lot of guys are coming back injured. But their big key guy, Christian Wilkins, he left via Raiders.
Yeah. Nick's going to get back on track?
No, because they're not healthy. They're not going to be right until they get
out. You worry about UConn men.
That's right. How about that?
What? Winning it all? Going back to back?
Bye, Molly.